Now, Sister Monica Barlow, putting Lent into perspective.
When I was a child, Lent was about giving something up, usually chocolates or lollies. As the years have gone by, I have come to appreciate that the season of Lent is much more. It is about opening our hearts more fully to our God. So it is not so much about giving up as giving. Each Lent, I am challenged by the reading from Isaiah for the Friday after Ash Wednesday, when he speaks about the kind of fast God wants from us. Is not this the sort of fast that pleases me? It is the Lord who speaks. To break unjust fetters and undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke, to share your bread with the hungry and shelter the homeless poor, to clothe the person you see to be naked and not turn from your own kin. Then, in the following verses, the prophet touches on the core of the season of Lent, conversion of heart. Then will your light shine like the dawn, and your wound be quickly healed over. Your integrity will go before you, and the glory of the Lord behind you. Cry, and the Lord will answer. Call, and he will say, I am here. The word conversion means turning towards, which implies turning away from. So for me, the season of Lent means turning away from those practices in my life that stop me from consciously and wholeheartedly inviting God to be at the very heart of all I am and do. That is why the traditional practices of Lent are so important. Fasting from what takes me away from God and into my selfish desires. Prayer that each day helps me to take on the mind and heart of Christ Jesus. And almsgiving, which awakens me to those in need in our world. Entering wholeheartedly into the season of Lent prepares me for the glorious hope and joy of Easter, as I become more and more of one mind and heart with the Lord.